Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
After a long wait due to Mother Nature, Thunder Basin and Campbell County were finally able to begin the outdoor track and field season at the Wheatland High School Invite last Thursday. Starting with the Camo Ladies, they placed 7th as a team with 41 points, and here are all the Camo Ladies that had a podium finish. Starting in the 800-meter relay, Sophia Biggs, Maya Frazier, Kendra Jensen, and Madison Melankovic had a second-place finish. Sophia Biggs, Sage Shahan, Faith Clem, and Aja Roberts had a second-place finish as well in the 400-meter relay. And Reese Dorr would have a first-place finish for the Camo Girls in the girls' pool vault. Moving to the Camo Boys, they placed 5th as a team with 44 points, and here are all the Camo Boys that had a podium finish. Ian Carter, Aiden Dorr, Adam Gibson, and Michael Magnussen had a 3rd place finish in the boys' 100-meter relay. Braden Ballard would have a 2nd place finish in the boys' discus, and Cooper Stevens would place 1st for the Camo Boys in the boys' shot put. Camo Ladies head coach Shelly Stremko was very excited to get the season started, and they had good weather as well.
It was awesome. We had, I think, honestly, the only good day of the season so far and the only good day in the foreseeable future. It was about 60 degrees. There was no wind in Wheatland, Wyoming, which I think is an anomaly all in itself, and it literally was just an amazing day.
How did it feel for everybody to finally get the season started, knowing you got so lucky with the fantastic weather you had in Wheatland?
You know, I think the kids were truly just thankful. I think everybody just had an attitude of gratitude that, one, we got a track meet in, but two, that it was such a gorgeous day to be able to compete. Their bodies were warm. They felt good. They weren't shivering all day long. So it was a great experience for them.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County will continue running on the season at the D&D Invitational in Warland tomorrow. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.